Welcome to the UpLife podcast, moderated by Kwan and Simon. We are entrepreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and we have over 200 mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. Our leading product is called Ling Learn Languages that has over 60 languages of the world. Today, we want to talk about how do we improve our company culture.
Yeah, cool. So we start with explaining a bit how do we get the feedback from employees. Mm. And so that, because everyone is part of the culture, and so the more feedback we get, the more are we able to improve and make our culture better and better.
Yeah. So I think we have to go back at the very beginning of Simya Solutions. At the time, we only have like 3 or 4 people in the company, and they are only content employees and intern actually. And then we are, as both of us were coming from the IT field, so we know that there is a meeting that will help everyone working better together. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning of how do we start doing the meeting, which is called retrospective. So at that time, it was the purpose of it was how to work better together. And then later on, it's grown into like how we like, yeah, work and live or like function as a company to, better. So at that time, we do retrospective as in a software a project does, like everyone give their honest opinions about 3 different things. The first thing is what was good working together, what was good, like everything related to like the work, like working. And then the other thing is what can be better or what can be improved. So for example, like it can be communication between developer and product owner, which is really like classic, or anything else like communicate through chat is more faster than commenting in a card, whatever. You can like every employee or every person who does this retrospective are encouraged to give their honest opinion of what they think. But at first, we don't really know who giving which feedback, so everyone will get like kind of post it, and everyone write down 1 point what they think about these 2 things, so what can be improved and what can be better.
Okay, so it's 2 things, right?
Yeah.
Because you said first 3 things, but
Yeah,
I think, and we then have sometimes 3 things, but I think now we went actually back to just say, okay, what went good and what can be improved?
Yeah.
And there's another one.
Yeah, the third thing is actually after we discuss what can be improved, we have the action list.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that who is responsible for what and when.
Yeah, right, that's also important. Mm. Anyway, so maybe just to make this a little bit more clear, like how do we exactly do it? So we do it every 3 months in our planning meeting. And so one of the
before we do it every 3 months.
Mm.
And it can be any time. So so before, it's not really like very often. So we wanted to do every 3 months, but then it couldn't. Sometimes we didn't do it because we're just so small, and we anyway like see each other. And then later on, when we grew a little bit bigger, and we see like there is some tension between the teams, or there is something that we should discuss and openly, because sometimes when you just discuss to one person, it could be the other person does not agree and something like that. So that's why everyone in the like in a team or in a company, we want to encourage everyone to join that meeting. So it's not specific to one specific product. Like we have different products, right? And we have different team. But at a retrospective, we We do it for everyone in the team, and we don't do it that often. We do less, we plan every 3 months, but sometimes it was longer, and sometimes it was triggered by something like some tensions in between
In the
people in
beginning,
it.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I think as a recommendation, it's probably better that that you do it about every 3 months for the whole company. Even if it's just like two or three people, because then, as you said, like it's better to be transparent about it. It's originally from the development world, and then it's every sprint, I think. But then every sprint might be every 2 weeks. And that's just in addition to all the other meetings. It's just very, very time consuming. So that's why we just decided to do it for the whole company. And also, I mean, in the sprints we have separate things to also give feedback, and we have other things to get feedback. So that's not the only way in the company to get feedback, but that's the way, as you said, like that's company like all over the company. So, and we are like almost 20 people now. I think if you are grow a lot more, then probably you have to split it up again. But I think for now it's really cool for the whole company. Yeah, and so the idea is that everyone goes together, and then we have these little cards, like little
Post it.
post-its. Yeah, and then everyone just writes one thing per post-it, and then what went well and what
Can be
can be improved,
improved.
right? And then we just hang them.
Yeah, we hang them
Everyone.
first, just hang them anywhere on the board, and then we will find volunteers from from the team. Like someone want to group them, like because if it's like about office, it's about working together, or this is about culture, it is about like activities. So they group them into different topics, and then we have another person, again another volunteering, read all the groups, the grouping, and then if someone wants to elaborate on any cards, they can. If not, if it's like very obvious, then we just go through, because like at the end we could get about like let's say 5 cards per people, and then we are 20, so we get 100 of items. So and then we want to finish it quick, because we don't want to like drag it very long. It should be finished within 1 hour or 1.5.
Yeah, mostly, yeah, probably that's about the length usually. And that's why we also, especially for what went well, I mean, it's nice, but then you don't have to elaborate on every point, like whatever, like nice
Office,
communication or good like team environment. I mean, you can rate, but then you don't have to like do it every time, just because then the second part is for us much more important, like what can be improved. And this is just so amazing, because for me in Asian teams especially, it's often not really practiced to give a lot of open feedback. So that was in the beginning for them a kind of change, but the good part is that most of our employees, they come directly from the university, and then they already see our transparent culture, I think. And then they are not really afraid to give also improvement points, because some of them are like things that we expect, right? Like some communication things, but sometimes there's just some surprising things too. So maybe we can, or do you want to finish with the retrospective, and then we can maybe give some examples about
Yeah, so
it.
yeah, actually we want we were doing it like I said before, not really regular as planned. But then later on when we introduced OKR, that we do like every 3 months, and then we thought about, yeah, let's just do it together, because it's kind of also how to achieve the goal. So we setting the goal, and then afterward we do retrospective, and then we see, okay, what can we do better with the team, or make the team happy, and then at the end we get we can achieve the goal that we just set. Yeah, so that's why now like since 1 or 2 years we have every 3 months regularly. Every time we do OKR, we do retrospective afterwards, and now we can go through like after we gather all the points from the retrospective, what do we do with it, and what are they, for example?
Yeah, just maybe one thing, as you said, also like after the improvements, then we talk about that, right? But then we only talk about that first, just like neutrally, and then after that we have a really concrete discussion. Okay, which one of these points we can have actually actions on? And that's very important to write down the actions, to have follow-ups, because otherwise people feel okay, they say something nice, but then it's not really actionable.
That's why we are now going through like some examples and what we do
as a best practice, right? Yeah. You don't forget to write down a list, and then okay, who's responsible, and then even like okay, when do we want to do that? Okay, so one of the things so one of the things is funny because that's the ice bath, and that's something that like we tried in another place. It's like just like a technique by a guy named Wim Hof, whatever, but it's like a health technique, and you feel pretty good after that. So it's just like you do I don't know, you go into the bath and put in ice water and a lot of ice cubes, and then you go in there, and then 5 to 10 minutes, and then you feel great. And that was just one of the things where like the feedback was an ice bath, or it was just something that we wanted to do some more activities, and then we discussed a little bit, and then that was an idea, and then so now we decided okay, we just buy a little pool and outside of the office, because in Thailand it's very warm, we organize that. That's one of the things.
So we write down like okay, after we discuss, so we should buy the ice bath. So we create we use Trello for our project management, and this one is kind of also project, right, to make everyone happy. So we put it in a to-do list, buying the ice bath. We have people member attached to it. And also, like, if there is any discussion about okay, how big we should do, and so on, we just comment everything in the card. And if the person does, just move into in progress, and if it's done, we just move into done. So in that way, everyone in the board know where the progress of their like item they want to improve, where it is, that we really taking care of every item we discuss. And we want to make everything also happen as much as possible. This is an example of activity of the of Simya company, which is buying ice bath. And I just give one example for another topic, which is about work performance. We have the improvement action of to get more server. Like, because we have different people in the team, right? Developer, product owner, content, marketing, and everyone. So you can give any feedback, as I said before, honest. And one developer just want to have a new server, because he was taking care of server. So it could be come up earlier as well, but then sometimes things just came up also in the retrospective.
Yeah, I mean, there was just that they had to wait a long time.
Yeah.
This is a right good example, because sometimes you just are used to things, how it works, and then okay, maybe it's always a little bit. You have to always a little bit wait for the bills, and then but you are used to that. But then if you think in the retrospective, you really think, okay, what in the last 3 months was something that could have been improved, and then sometimes it pops out, oh, actually we could maybe improve this with the servers, right? And I think this is just a great example, because now we actually acted on that, and the guy who's responsible for the servers, he just set up more, a couple of more now, and it's not that expensive, and now it's just faster. So that was definitely a win right there, like an easy win. And then there's another funny one, right? So one I just remember, like, one person said in the office, in one room, she said the room is quite sad. And then, okay, what do you mean by the room is sad? It's like, okay. And then she meant like, yeah, there's just okay, we have plans, of course, but then the wall is just white. It's just not no pictures or something. And then she said, yeah, well, why don't we just hang pictures at the wall? And that's also something, okay, this is really easy to fix and cool idea, let's just do it. And in the first floor, we actually have also already pictures of our apps, actually. It's also cool. But then I think another, we have another person who actually draws, or she paints and draws for just for hobby, but she does really, really well. And then we probably will just print out a picture of her collection and then hang it there. And that's cool, because that's also a personal touch.
Yeah, so this is the example of the group of office, right? So how to make office better there. That's more like, okay, I want to hang more more pictures, or I want to have like some, before we also get like, I want to have like a cooker or something like this. So it just came up, and then we had really this opportunity to really like do some actions to improve it or discuss about it, so that everyone clear, and then everyone would be happy. Do we have some other thing about different topic? Okay, so there is also about knowledge sharing, another group, like people discuss about, okay, I want to learn this, that, and so on. So we have a group of knowledge sharing, can be like something, action about Dropbox paper, action about workshops, action about like a small training, go on buying like, visit the training online, and so on. So the example I want to talk here is the workshop, because people, like, we have marketing team and we have design one designer, and then sometimes the designer has to design everything for the marketing team, because we need the asset to do like ads, to do like posts. So they would like to learn how to make like a beautiful image for posting, how to like learn like how to select the colors, how to do like
in the marketing team.
Marketing team, and that,
so they can do it themselves.
Yes, yeah. And that we have also like action card in the Trello board, and then we have like designer as the workshop master who will like organize with them. So yeah, as I said before, everyone knows what to do, who is responsible for it, and discussion within the card. So it works quite well.
Yeah, and that shows another beauty of this thing, because that's also a thing that I just see, that people now, when the company grows, that they want more and more knowledge sharing. And it doesn't happen automatically, right? Of course, they talk to each other. But these kind of workshops, you really have to just set them up, because it's, right? Or you just have to talk about that will happen, right? And then this retrospective was just like the trigger where we saw, okay, the last and the second last, it came a lot more with this knowledge. Before that, it was not a big issue because we were just smaller. But then that's a great way to just track see like how the company evolves and what is currently needed. So yeah, definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's it for this episode. So if you have any questions or suggestions, please let us know in the comments. Bye.